To Spanx or not to Spanx? That's the million-dollar question, especially around the holidays. Is it better to suffer through the evening looking good in that new outfit but being miserably uncomfortable, or to let it all hang out and actually be able to breathe? To the uninitiated, shapewear, or Spankies as we call them, I like an old-fashioned girdle, only now they're made out of lycra or spandex or some other space-age material probably developed for NASA. These miracles of modern engineering smooth everything out and hold it in. I have one that goes from the top of my knees right up to my bra, and it seems to do the trick, for a few hours at least. More than that, and I start to feel like a sausage. I can't put on my Spanky without thinking about the day I bought it. It was a couple of Black Fridays ago when me and the women who run with the Moose went shopping down to the Bangor Mall. We're browsing around Kohl's and see that the shapewear is on sale, so we decide to give it a try. We grab a bunch in different shapes and sizes and take them into the dressing room. Oh my God, did we ever laugh? I started by trying on a Spanky granny panty type thing. It come up to my waist, which, alas, is my problem area. Well, I says to the girls, this is definitely not working. Betty's trying to stifle a giggle. Ida, she says, I think you're going to have to try one that goes up a little higher, because I'm looking at a certain degree of spillage. I know, I says, major muffin top, huh? I quickly graduated to the need a bra version. But the thing that really got us going was when Rita, who's tiny to begin with, tried on a Spanky slip in small. Now, here's the deal. I don't care how slender you are, and if you're that, then why are you bothering with a Spanky in the first place? The thing with Spankies is you gotta go with a large or extra large, or they're just too tight. But Rita didn't want to feel left out, so she disappears into the dressing room with a Spanky slip and somehow manages to wedge herself into it. Dot goes, come out here and model it for us, Rita. I can't, she squeaks. Why not, says Celeste. I don't think I could walk. We're all losing it. Then Shirley goes, bunny hop, Rita. And with that, Rita flings back the curtain and hops out, and the rest of us, half undressed and spankied to the max, dissolve into fits of laughter. I mean that silly kind where you can't get your breath. You start to talk, but you're laughing too hard and you can't get the words out. Stop! Stop! Betty gasped. My Spanky's so tight it hurts when I laugh. And that got us going even more. Plus, more than one of us are overheating from all that spandex. We must have carried on like that for 5 minutes, no exaggeration. Then Rita, tears of laughter streaming down her face, goes, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this damn thing. I go, there should be an emergency lever in here, because we need the jaws of life. Uh-oh, goes Shirley. What? We all ask. Shirley's face is all red. I think I just peed my pants. You mean peed your Spanky? Guffaws all round. It took all five of us, five, to pry Rita out of that slip. And even though it wasn't her size, Shirley ended up having to buy the Spanky she had on. Why? 'Cause she peed in it. Oh, God. Listen, I've heard of some celebrities who double and even triple Spanky for special occasions, which kind of gives me a panic attack just thinking about it. Goes to show some of those folks in Hollywood have more money than sense. Generally, I'm of the opinion that moderation is overrated. But when it comes to wearing your Spanky, moderation might be a good thing. Still, with the right outfit, it can really make a difference. Before you go out on the town, though, just make sure you can walk, sit, eat, and breathe in it, okay? Otherwise, it could be a long evening. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.